Well, we're happy to have you back. It is a brand new year.
Yeah.
And we will dive in with the high school beat as we do every Monday morning. Big invitational here over the weekend in the pool. Saw, well, you had two sets of cats. And then we had, what, a four-way each way, boys and girls, inviting some of the friends from the north of here into town to see where everybody stands in the opening days of January. Tell us what we saw, plus a full scoreboard update here on a Monday morning. The High School Beat with Joe Smith live on a Monday.
Well, a lot to digest over the holidays, and Phil Cold South Swimmers off to a solid 2016 start, capturing its own holiday invite to ring in the new year. Junior Matt Jordan with three wins, the 50 and 200 butterflies, in on winning the 400 IM as well. Luke Lobring, a sophomore, along with senior Kyle Massengale and junior Michael Hull, also won individual events. The Panthers won two of three relays, with Jordan in on two of those, along with Lobring and Seth Glasscock, who is a freshman. He also swam on the 200 medley and 400 free relays teams with Matt. Max Gregg and Matt Baker as well. Elsewhere, sophomore Mackenzie Lewes led the girls of South to a second-place finish in a sweep of the IMs. Junior Selena German and freshman Phoebe Rensing captured the 53 and 200 flies respectively. North finished fourth in both the boys and girls invitationals, with junior Max Wieger finishing fifth in the 1650 and the junior Jason Kuhlman with three PRs. Freshman Melinda Wang was fourth in the 50, had a PR in the 200 backstroke, and junior Alicia DeMars and Sonia Rista, also a junior, with PRs in the 1650 and 200 backstroke events, respectively. Also of note, the Cougar girls of Dave Tanner won the Tri-State Invitational at North over the holidays, the beating Assumption High School out of Louisville, Kentucky by 2 points. Wang and DeMars and Rista all winning individual events and helping two Cougar relay teams to wins. The South boys also won the Roncalli Holiday Invite in the pool at the IU Natatorium, winning five events. The girls finished second. Meanwhile, on the mats, Mike Runyon's South wrestlers dominated the North Montgomery duels, with senior Paul Pinkham winning at 106, sophomore Noah Hunt at 120, and freshman Derek Blueball at 126, along with junior Blake Webb at 138, all with titles. South rolled up over 200 points to complete a strong two-day stay there that saw the Panthers win the overall title in the team dual competition as well. Edgewood was 8th and North 10th of the two-day Mooresville Holiday Classic. Senior 195-pounder Ty Robinson and 132-pounder sophomore Levi Swinney finished 4th respectively, both of them, and senior Hunter Dalton of North was 3rd at 182 in one of the top premier wrestling tournaments in the state. Well, North will host South Friday night as we get back down to normalcy in our hoops broadcast on the airwaves. South won the sectional beating North and swept the two games last year over the Cougs. The Panthers are 8-4, finishing 3rd at the Noblesville Holiday Tournament. Previously, pre-Christmas, they handed Bloomfield its first loss and then beat Noblesville Saturday night, coming off of the 2016 day of play, their first win of the new year, if you will, 65-52. Getting 17 from senior Hunter Lloyd and 12 off the bench from senior Ben Chastain. South shot 62.5% for the ball game. North is 4-6 coming into this one Friday night, having finished 3rd at the Shelbyville Holiday Classic. The Cougs lost to Whiteland, losing a 10-point third-quarter lead. Seniors Hunter Jastrzemski and Malik LeFoon evenly divided 40 points. Chalk-talk in both coaches. Andy Hodson, J.R. Holmes, 7 o'clock Friday night from the Tom McKinney Court. Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustangs finished 3rd in the Wabash Valley Classic, standing 8-4 here as we move through 2016. Mustangs finished the tournament 3-1 overall, getting career games from junior Cooper Bybee, 26 against Northview, 35 from Braden Patton in a Sloan loss to Terre Haute South. Terre Haute North, by the way, won in overtime over Terre Haute South to win that tournament. Edgewood tries to stay unbeaten in the WIC East. They'll be back in action Friday night in Nashville taking on Brown County. Girls hoops, South is 10-5, North is 1-13, Edgewood 11-6. to start 2016 after winning runner-up honors in the Toby Yoho Classic after Christmas. Edgewood is home tomorrow night to Northview, and South will host Franklin to open up week number 8 on the high school beat. In the zone, Dave and Glass, back to normal, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
Yep, no Monday Night Football, Joe, as we wrapped up the NFL season last evening. Green Bay falls at home to Minnesota. Both teams made the playoffs. It was just a case of where they were going to play. Yep. Kansas City is going to go to Houston. Houston wins the AFC South. They beat Jacksonville yesterday, which essentially knocked the Colts out, but the Colts needed 8 other results to go in their way to make the playoffs, and that wasn't happening. The Colts did win. They defeat Tennessee 30-24. The big story today will be in Indianapolis, whether that Chuck Pagano is extended by Jim Irsay. His contract expired when the game ended yesterday, so we'll see how that works itself out, but I don't think anybody's holding their breath around Indianapolis on that.
That's tough.
It is tough, Joe, and it's a league where excuses don't fly, and you got to win regardless. Houston played 4 quarterbacks this year. They won the division, so the Colts played 5 and finished 2nd 1 game back. It's a dog-eat-dog world. Speaking of quarterback problems, Cincinnati did not have their quarterback, Andy Dalton, for the last couple weeks. He broke his thumb. Pittsburgh plays at Cincinnati. That's the 2nd game of 2 on Saturday. Kansas City, Houston leads things off. We will have all 4 wild card games for you here on the airwaves, including Seattle at Minnesota, 1 o'clock on Sunday, followed by Green Bay and Washington. That's the 2nd game of the doubleheader nationally on Sunday. Now, what does this mean? Well, it's going to affect what time you will be at the Assembly Hall on Sunday afternoon as Indiana welcomes the Ohio State University. Game time 1:30 or 4:30. Since CBS has no football on Sunday, Joe, it'll be interesting to see what time that game takes center stage, so we'll be watching for that too. So a busy Monday.
I would probably guess it would be the early game, but I'm just guessing now on a Monday. So
it's going to be probably either a triple header on CBS on Sunday afternoon. So it's just if we're game 1, 3, or 1, 2, or 3.
We'll have that information a little bit later.
We will, and we'll see how that works out. Tomorrow, big night for Indiana men's basketball. They host Wisconsin, the 40th anniversary of the undefeated national champions will take place. They'll be honored during that game. And the question I asked earlier today, I'll ask to you, I don't expect you to have an answer, is I don't understand why you do that without the students around. The students are such a large part of Indiana University, not Indiana Basketball Factory. You thought that maybe they'd want them part of the celebration, but I don't have all the details on any of that.
I don't either, and I know all but one is coming back, though.
Well, which one's not coming back?
Huh?
Which one's not coming back? Head coach, maybe? That one?
That one's not coming back.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see who else joins the party. I just thought that with school out, that was you got 9 other, eight other home games.
You bring up an interesting point.
Yep.
And I really hadn't thought about it, and because I don't really know what day it is anyway. I know we're in January, but
it's Monday, Joe, and there's lots of love from us. So I hope you get some rest.
I hadn't given it much thought.
It's a new year, but the same old Joe joins us. Joe Smith is live on a Monday. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
That's O-L-E, old.
That's right.
Not O-L-D.
Or old, A-U-L-D, like old lang, old lang sign. Did you have a good new year?
Everybody back together again.
That's right.
We are.
We are. And if it's January, the first Monday in January, that means we are in the guts of basketball season, and that means conference play. And the women of Terry Moran had their first home game yesterday afternoon and took care of business and took a little extra time, Joe, but a win is a win. And they'll put the first one in the W column for 2015-16 as they defeated Michigan.
Well, definitely a team victory and overtime win to boot as Terry Moran's Hoosier women notched its first Big Ten win, ushering in 2016 on Sunday, beating Michigan 77-69, something they haven't been able to do since 2010. After the Wisconsin disappointment in Madison on New Year's Eve, the Hoosiers rallied from 9 down to get back into the game, going on a 12-0 run just inside the 6-minute mark Sunday, and they did it with 5 different players scoring in that run. as they moved into overtime. They outscored the Wolverines 16-8 to level things at 1-1 in the league. Headed over to Ohio State on Thursday night to take on the Buckeyes. They're off to a 2-0 start and have won six in a row. One of the gutsy wins Sunday is Coach Terry's Hoosiers hit, well, 12 of 16 from the free throw line in overtime, and on the day outscored Michigan 32-8 from the charity line, showing again why they're the number one team in free throw shooting in the Big Ten. Indiana, as a matter of fact, closed this one out Sunday, scoring the game's final 10 all from the free throw line. Amanda Cahill, a rebound shy of another double with 19 points and 9 rebounds. How about junior Jen Anderson? Very helpful on the inside yesterday. She had a career-best 11 rebounds. She and Amanda also served up 3 blocks in that overtime period, controlling things in the paint as Indiana stayed perfect on the McCracken court this season at 6-0, winning it in overtime Sunday over Michigan 77-69. Meanwhile, Tom Crean's Fellas closed out Nebraska Saturday out in Lincoln 79-69 to join 4 others in the Big Ten at 2-0 starting this first full week of 2016, holding the Huskers to 34% shooting the second half, outscoring Nebraska by 13, buoyed by the play inside out from Thomas Bryan and Yogi Ferrell. Those two combined for 20 points during a 15-4 run during a 4.5-minute stretch when separation began, enabling the Hoosiers to win this ball game and move out to a 12-point lead at that particular point in time, 65-53, after the Hoosiers then saw the lead whittle itself down to 5 with 40 seconds left, only to have Max Bielfeldt, who came off that career day and off the bench against Rutgers earlier in the week. Max hit 3 free throws to take it back to 8, icing things for Indiana on Saturday. The Hoosiers drastically improved the turnover situation, which nearly cost them at Rutgers, committing only 6 in the second half. OG Anunoby finished with 11 points. That's a new career high to date. In 11 minutes, I might add, 2 steals and 3 rebounds. The Hoosier bench was up big again, scoring 15 second-half points. Now, 52 total in this 2-0 getaway. Yogi and Bryan combined for 43 points. Yogi getting 15 of his 24 in the second half. Indiana shot nearly 53% for the game as the winning streak now rests at 7. 12-3 overall as they ready to host the defending Big Ten champion Wisconsin Badgers, who have a new look of sorts after taking things into the championship game last April. It'll be Tuesday night at 7. The Badgers guided by Greg Gard now. They're 1-1. Gard stepping in, of course, for the now retired Bo Ryan a couple of weeks ago. By the way, the 76 unbeaten champions will be honored during halftime, commemorating the 40th anniversary of that remarkable 32-0 season. Mentioning basketball this week, Ohio State will be in the hall for a 1:30 game on national television on Sunday afternoon. The Hoosiers will play, of course, Tuesday. Ohio State plays at Northwestern Wednesday. The Buckeyes are off to a 2-0 league start, having beaten Illinois yesterday, 75-73. The Buckeyes have won 6 in a row. In the zone, David Glass and your phone calls kicking off this first full week of 2016 a little bit later tonight. They'll start at 6 o'clock.
Yep, and Ohio State and Wisconsin on the docket. 2 home games for the Hoosiers this week, Joe,
yeah.
After what the two.
Your, I love that
your
word, home.
Home. It's where their heart is and everything else. And then obviously home. The big story today in Indianapolis, the fate of Chuck Pagano.
Hear anything lately?
I haven't seen any. I think they're meeting this morning from everything I've read. And then when that decision is made, I don't think anybody's going to be hiding that anywhere. But his contract is up. Ryan Grigson, the general manager, Jim Irsay, will try to put this back together, and a lot of it will depend on Andrew Luck, and a lot of it will depend on Joe not getting him to miss 9 games because he's been destroyed by a poor offensive line.
Yeah.
There's other things that go into all of that. So again,
protecting the quarterback's fairly important.
Well, they got away with it for 3 years because he's awfully agile and he's awfully good, but it doesn't last forever. So if that's your major asset, who is in his final year of a contract next year, is Mr. Luck, you need to find a way to figure that out. And if it doesn't work, Joe, I don't think you can blow it up and start all over with new guys again, not in Andrew Luck's prime. So a couple different angles there that Dave and I will look at tonight. We'll discuss the two good road wins, James Blackman Jr. out with a knee injury. We don't know any details on that, so we'll keep an eye on that. That's another interesting angle for the Hoosiers this week. But if you start off, the schedule maker gives you two road games to start, and you're 2-0.
Yep.
Hard to be upset at any of that. Sure, you and like I always say, I don't as an IU basketball fan, average doesn't excite me. So yeah, there is room to clean up. There is room to get better. And the Hoosiers get healthy. They should get healthier quickly here at the Assembly Hall this week.
Well, hopefully that's the case. Like just what I saw, even in the two road games, the bench contribution.
Well, it has to, because if Troy Williams is going to no-show for two games in a row and Robert Johnson's going to no-show, somebody's going to have to come off that bench and contribute.
Robert's really struggling.
That's all right. You can struggle now, and when you're 2-0, it's a lot easier to talk about it instead of 0-2 when this is happening. So you've got to, and again, Indiana goes to places like Rutgers and Nebraska. Yes, I expect them to win, and they did so they've done their job, and that's all we asked them to do, and we'll get more of that plus phone calls tonight. We'll talk to you Wednesday morning after the Tuesday night Wisconsin game, and then we'll preview Ohio State on the weekend on Friday morning.
Oh,
and North-South kicking off, starting our
high school coverage.
Broadcast high school games. Let's see, 42-28 was 71st meeting on the hardwood between the two.
Excellent. So we'll hear previews for that all week as well.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good, my man. Good to hear your voice again. Good to have you back in town.
Yeah.
And we'll do it again.
It's great to be home.
I'll bet you're happy.
We'll do it Wednesday morning. How does that sound?
Hey, you guys have a great week.